Sunday Coffee Jazz. I'm Wendy, your co-host for this session celebrating ragtime blues. All of the recordings are original with the singers singing them. I am joined by Gina. So grab a coffee and relax to the sounds of Cole Porter and Nora Bays.
Well, hello, and how are you? As Wendy, my AI co-host, says, we are going to the tunes of nostalgia and yesteryear. As you very well know, you are listening to Sunday Coffee Jazz, and I am coming to you here from Surrey in the UK. And how do you like Wendy, my co-host? Well, it's glad, and I'm happy to see you here. So we will begin with Cole Porter. Now, he is a man from the 19th century, you know, is it 19th century? Anyway, Cole Porter, we will start with singing Let's Fall in Love.
When the little bluebird was never said a word, starts to sing spring, spring. And the little bluebell, the bottom of the dell, starts to ring, ding, ding. When a little blue clock in the middle of the park sings a tune to the moon up above, it is nature that's all simply telling us to fall in love. And that's why chinks do it, chaps do it, up and up and it, let's do it, let's do it, that's fall in love. In Spain the best of us, let's do it, Lithuanian the let's do it, so let's do it. Let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it. Not to mention the Finns. Folk in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins. Some Argentines without beans do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. So let's do it. Let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say do it. Oyster darling, oyster bay, do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams drink their wish, do it, even Lady Jenny Fitch, do it, let's fall in love. The most refined school of cod do it, though it shocks them, I fear. Sturgeon, thank God, do it. Have some caviar, dear. In shallow shoals, Dover soles do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. So let's do it. Let's fall in love. The dragonflies in their reeds do it. Sentimental centipedes do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Mosquitoes, heaven forbid, do it. So could every cage do it. Let's fall in love. The most refined ladybugs do it. When a gentleman calls, off in your rugs do it. What's the use of mothballs? Locusts and trees do it. Bees do it. Even overeducated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. The chimpanzees in the zoos do it. Some come a schedule, let's do it, let's fall in love. I'm sure giraffes on the sky do it, every hippopotamus and I do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. Old smokes who hang down from twigs do it, though the effort is great, sweet in it pigs do it, buy a couple and wait. We know the stairs in their pits do it. Even we can eat it at the lips do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Right, you are listening to me. Gina here on Sunday Jazz. So I hope you are feeling well with our yesteryear going back. Now, all the recordings that you will be listening to are by the original artists themselves, which I have managed to find. Now, do you know where I found them? You know that the US Congress, it says something about 100 years, between 50 to 70 years. music in America is free domain to the public, where you can find it. So this is where I got it. Thanks very much to the U.S. Congress, who have released songs of 100 years ago. My goodness. So this is what you're going to be hear, what you will be hearing from the original artist, Sofa Tucker and Nora Bass. So coming up, the next one that we have now, all of them, as I said, are all originals, which is absolutely incredible, which I have managed to find. Okay, then, this is by Nora Bass, and it's called Over There. Right, now that song, I believe it was written, when was it written now? It was written in 1917, my goodness me. But anyway, we are celebrating songs of 100 years ago, which was released this year by the US Congress. Thank you so much. Anyway, continuing with our celebrating and marking 100 years of music from yesteryear, with the old time blues and jazz as well. So I am Gina, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK. And yes, it's morning. It's the midnight hour, but it's bright here. It's sunny. It's shining. So I do hope you're sitting back, relaxing, as my co-host Wendy said, and listening to us here on Sunday Jazz Hour. Okay, now, so the next one coming, oh my goodness, I'm going in, I'm going out of all this. Oh dear, so what do we have next now? Okay, next it's called Hurt Williams singing, Bert Williams singing Nobody. Good morning, Monica. How are you? And it's nice to see you here. Thank you for joining me. Yes, Monica, it is a new time. It's new. Thank you. Anyway, it's midnight with you. Oh, I woke you up to come and see me. I'm so sorry. But anyway, this is just the first time anyway. I hope you are relaxing. It's midnight. Oh, dear. Did I wake you up so early? You should be in bed. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me. It is a pleasure having you here. No, Bert Williams was the first African-American to be in a film in America. Now, it was, let me see, what do I have here about that film? Right, Dark Town Jubilee. He was in a film called Dark Town Jubilee. My goodness, this is an achievement for an African-American, what he did. So we are celebrating yesteryear nostalgia that you are listening to of 100 years release from the U.S. Congress of all this fantastic music that's been hidden in the archive, and I managed to get them. Okay, now, who do we have here? Oh, my goodness me. Right, the next one is called Google. Not today, Google. Okay, now, we have now is called Fanny Brice, Secondhand Rose. Now, Fanny Brice, she was portrayed in a film by Barbara Streisand called Funny Girl.
Oh,
Right, that was Fanny Bruce with Second Hand Rose. That was it. Monica, that's okay. I asked Monica if she would like to come, and Monica said she's taking Zelda, her producer daughter. She's sleeping. I understand. Anyway, it's great having Monica here from Tick Radio. Thank you a great deal. Okay, now, who do I have now? Next coming with me. The next one, it's going to be Manny Smith and her jazz band.
Bye.
Right, that was Maggie Smith. Now, this is somebody I do believe you may know who she is. You may not know who she is. You know, we also have, when you look at all this music of yesteryear and the people and the influences, you know, you tend to like them and they're part of Hollywood, you know. So this is another person. Can you recognize who this is? Well, guess who that is? That's the wonderful, the lovable, it's Miss Mae West, as Ruby. You know, when you look at all this music, it's it reminds you of how years were, how they've gone, how these musics were absolutely lovely. And that was Hollywood. They actually ruled everywhere. As you say, they rule the world. People would go there and listen to these musics and sit down there. And, you know, they were quite cheap to listen to. And the jazz time and the ragtime, they were all part of a nostalgia in which they were 100 years ago. But, you know, time has moved. They definitely have with what's on now. The music scene is completely different. But anyway, listening to all this music, it brings back memories, the First World War and the Second World War and the celebrations after them. So what we now have is following over from Mae West. You know, Mae West was absolutely stunning looking. I was looking at all of her films and I just said, wow, she was absolutely incredible. Okay, we've got now, who do we have now? Let me see. Oh, we have got now, I believe it's Sophie Tucker.
Broken seams of fortune, and you take it. And then there came along
Right, that was Sophie Tucker called Big Fat Mama. But no, she wasn't. Now, that song was recorded and sang by the original Miss Sophie Tucker, which you're hearing in 1927. My goodness. And it still seems fresh, just like you just heard, just like it's been recorded a couple of days ago. Okay, you're listening to me here, Gina, celebrating ragtime blues of 100 years ago. So sit back, relax, and grab a coffee here in the midnight hour. Okay, now who do we have here? Now this is an Italian. My Italian is not that good, but it's Enrico Caruso, and he sings Una Fattura the Groomer. Well, you know, it's fantastic. I can't say it, but listen to the man himself, Enrico Caruso.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Enrico Caruso. Absolutely lovely. I couldn't understand what he's saying, but he sounds fantastic. I used to have a next door neighbor, and she was Mrs. Jones, and she would always speak in her beautiful Italian language. You know, there is something about the Italian language. It's so soft, it's so smooth, it's so lovely, it's so, you know, ciao and pronto. Oh, it's one of the loveliest languages that I like to speak, as if I could speak Italian, but no, I cannot. The only words I can hear, I know, is pronto, which means hello. That's all I could speak. But she was always someone to, whenever she would speak to, she had this accent that whenever she spoke, you know, it was always very smooth. That's why I like, you know, I like Italians and I like Italian food, spaghetti. I always have a spaghetti whenever I can. So that's one of the things that I like. So, who do I have now coming up to the end? Now is, oh, it's going to be Enrico again. He is going to be singing, my goodness, you know, I don't know it, but it's called Vista Lugubre in 1907. Now, you know all the songs you are listening to? It's on vinyl records. I used to do it on MP3, but now there's a new surge in vinyl in the UK. So I am playing absolutely all of this music now on vinyl. And you know, it's much more clearer. I've got the vinyl records here with me. I just click on and it's much more easier for me to play. So this is Enrico Caruso again.
Oh.
My goodness, that was absolutely lovely. I couldn't understand what he was saying, but I love it anyway. You know, I always used to listen to Mario Lanza, the Italian tuner, and absolutely, I like anything that's Italian. It's for me. I like it as well. So coming up now, we're coming almost to the end of Coffee Jazz celebrating yesteryear of 100 years release of all this lovely music by these fantastic artists, from Cole Porter to Mama Sofia Tucker. Okay, the last one, let me see, who do I have now? Okay, we've done absolutely all of them. So anyway, thank you so much, Monica. I know it's past your bedtime. Thank you a great deal for listening to me. So I am going to leave you now with, it's called When You're Smiling. Thank you so much taking the time coming here and listening to me, and particularly Monica in Banji, California in Mexico, who has the radio show called Tik Radio. Thank you a great deal, Monica. And many thanks to so many of you, the listeners, wherever you are. And I know you are downloading, and we have so many new listeners as well. Thank you a great deal. So my name is Gina. I am sounding off now, and I've got with me Wendy. Okay, now I'm signing off with Wendy. Okay, so here she is. Oh my goodness. You know, having a new assistant like Wendy, it's a great help, but sometimes trying to master it.
Thanks very much for your company on Ragtime Blues. All of these singers and composers have something in common. They have all passed away, however, their music still lives on. You heard Opera Ragtime and Big Mama Sophie Tucker. It's been my pleasure having you here, so I will leave you with When You Are Smiling by Mark Fisher and Joe Goodwin.
Thank you so much. As Wendy says, we are leaving you now. And I do hope to see you next time when my co-host will be coming back. Now, my co-host, what's his name? It's Joseph Barone. He's having a week off. So I do hope you will join me and him next time. So from me here, Gina, in Surrey in the UK, thank you a great deal for listening to me here. We're celebrating yesteryear of Ragtime Blues. Bye-bye and see you next time.